I've been meaning to tell you. There's this ancient human wisdom that I love. The pen is mightier than the sword. Arjan van Noordzee would always refer to it. He loved the idea of words holding almighty power. Arjan believed that we are the writers of our destiny, and what is said about us after we're gone is why we live our lives. Ironically, Arjan did not have the power to influence what was said about him after he was gone. He had to be a part of the elite for that. But alas, he was serving them instead. He believed that he was born into the wrong family, and he always resented them for that. His only option to leave a legacy was to work so hard that his people would honor his memory by calling him a hero. What an exhausting way to live. When I was young, I once got attacked by a moray eel. Those bitches can shock you, eh? I'm too pretty to be grilled. I still remember the shriek I had in me. I tried to run, but she was faster. She strangled me so tight that my only way out was to use my ink to paralyze her. So I did. Does that make me a writer? What I didn't see at the time, though, was how entangled we were to each other. I almost suffocated with her. I thought to myself, what a stupid, tragic way to die. I'm having a hard time imagining who my kids will take down when they feel the threat. I mean, they're so tiny, so fragile. Will they even be able to make it? Sorry, just had to fan my eggs for some oxygen flow. They are my legacy, after all. I have to nurture them. I wish I could protect them from all the threats. Hey, come to think of it, had their father ever experienced something like this, maybe? Jeez, I should have asked him before eating him. But I'm getting off track here. By working endlessly, Arjan managed to burn himself out while being surrounded by water. His children followed his mindset, but each in their own way. For Sigrid, this was being on the front line with all she had. For Ruben, behind the curtains was the place to be. Knowledge was sacred and it needed to be respected. Following his parents' footsteps was his writing. Taking responsibility in his tasks was his pen. Until, of course, Sigrid's new structure turned Ruben's world upside down. Was no one in Waterdam triggered by this before Ruben? Do you believe that a dedicated essential worker like Arjan wouldn't want to go after the elite? Maybe, but Arjan wasn't Ruben. You see, it's the ink we use that turns our pens mightier than the sword. However, at times, and crucial times they were, Ruben overlooked the consequences of using such ink. Maybe that's why I had to think of my near-death experience. Another ancient wisdom appears before me as I speak to you now. Think twice before you talk. Ruben thought people had to wake up to the truth. The alarm was ringing. What Ruben forgot, though, is that some snooze their alarm multiple times before waking up. By the way, what's with these alarms? I never get the appeal. Does the body clock not work on humans? Oh no, here I go again. Forgive me, will you? The weaker my arms get, the less I'm able to stay focused. I know Ruben as much as I know Sigrid. Maybe even more. He's my friend. My good friend. He visited me often, and I would always wrap my arm around his. I could tell he always wondered whether I remembered him. I did, every single time. He visited me one last time after he listened to that recording. I could tell something was different. The waves were hitting the shore loudly, almost warning him to let the anger flow through him. "Be a wave," they whispered. He didn't. He became fire instead. Interesting how someone can reveal so much in the way they get angry. The changes in their posture, voice, breathing, mimics, gestures. They transform into their child selves, yelling for their existence to be acknowledged. I watched my friend listen to how his father was betrayed. With a moment of doubt about what to do, Ruben put the recording down. His face was horrified, his nostrils and hands were shaking, his breathing was rapid and his eyes teared up, not with sadness, well, maybe a bit, about how they've been played. The wind blew from the wrong direction and his fire grew. He grabbed the recording and immediately sent it to Sigrid, only to be ignored and left alone by her. Siblings writing the same pain in two different alphabets. Their pens filled with two types of ink. He took his sword, not the pen. He wanted to distract and paralyze all, including himself. And while getting closer to the ending of the lifetime I have, I keep remembering his moment of doubt. What a tragic way to live.